AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump saying the Iran war may be short-lived.
We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
But Ed Donahue reports Iran has chosen a noted hardliner as its new supreme leader.
A foreign policy advisor to the Office of the Supreme Leader says Iran is prepared for a long war with the United States, ruling out diplomacy that could end the conflict that started over a week ago. Strikes on Iran and by Iran in Israel and other Gulf states continue. Stefan Dujarric is with the United Nations.
We're particularly concerned by the number of reports of recent strikes on oil facilities, which could have serious environmental consequences across the region, with immediate possible impacts on safe water, on air that people need to breathe, and on food. This comes on top of strikes on water desalination plants reported in several countries.
Oil prices surged, leading to more worries. Higher energy costs will fuel inflation and lead to less consumer spending. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch discussing two men arrested for bringing explosives to a protest outside the mayor's mansion Saturday. Of one of the men, she says,
at the precinct, after being advised of his Miranda rights and waiving those rights, Kayumi said in recorded post-arrest statements that he had watched ISIS propaganda on his phone and that his actions that day were partly inspired by ISIS.
The Justice Department says it's reached a settlement in its antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation. And Jalen Smith of Charlotte, North Carolina, has pleaded guilty to recruiting players in a scheme to rig NCAA basketball games. This is AP News. In New York City,
a handful of JFK Jr. lookalikes showed up for a contest inspired by the popularity of the controversial series Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Not all look the part exactly, but they tried to dress it, with winner Julian DeVincentis wearing workout gear, sunglasses, a backwards baseball cap, rollerblades, and probably most importantly, showing off some chest hair.
I honestly didn't think I was going to win, though. I thought I was going to come in second or third, maybe. I feel like there was going to be one guy that just had to look down. But there was only a few guys doing it, so I didn't even beat that many guys out.
The Manhattan resident, who says he's single, was chosen by the loudest applause from the crowd.
You know, very humble to be compared to such a legend.
DeVincentis walked away with a novelty check for $250, a T-shirt, and bragging rights. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.